Kiarn, disappointment, not the result you wanted, but you give it all out there.
We did, we did. It's a big journey and a big day coming all the way over here. Obviously, we're 23 players, 4 Scottish, 1 German, and then the rest, obviously, Irish homegrown girls going over to Britain. So it's a big day to come back to Irish soil. It makes the sport just more passionate, because it's what we've been brought up with, yeah. So a big day to not achieve what we want, yeah.
I know you mentioned the Irish girls. You're one of those all the way from Donegal. What brought you from Donegal to Edinburgh?
Studying. I went over 2014, I think I started my master's in physiotherapy, and started with Connolly's that kind of following summer when they started up in April or 2015 roughly. And as you can see, they're quite a good team, and we've built ever since then. And basically, I just, 1 year led to 2, led to 4, so I've been there 4 years now, yeah, and still going strong roughly.
And Dunedin's going strong. I think 4 of the girls now are homegrown Edinburgh girls under 16, so a lot of work been done at underage, so obviously good work going on in Edinburgh at Gaelic football.
Absolutely, absolutely. From the schools, we have obviously Irish teachers over there. We have quite a good development officer and youth bringing up young ones from kind of P4, roughly 7-8, all the way up. So the 4 girls that are with us today started, you know, in and around playing 7 and 8, but they don't have obviously teams to play against. So we try and kind of keep them interested, like at home, not as obviously big built with the cool camps and stuff, but we try and volunteer for the older girls, do blitzes and stuff with them. We have Fela's running, so the occasions are very weekend led, where they'll go to London, Birmingham, travel all over, and we try and bring young ones down. And thankfully, this is kind of the eldest batch now coming through. We have 4, so 3 started today, which is fantastic, you know what I mean? And this is what we're trying to build, so that Irish girls maybe have to fight a wee bit more to get on the team coming over. So yeah, hopefully they'll stick with us. They're disappointed in there, which is nice to see, because in a nice way, because it shows that, you know, it does look like they'll stick with it. And hopefully if we could get 2, 3, 4 girls coming up through the ranks to build on the team, would be just fantastic.
It is difficult over there, not just the travelling. We think it's bad maybe to go from Donegal to Cork here, yeah, but you just have to jump on a flight to fly to different places over there. But it is difficult because you don't know what players you're going to have from 1 year to another.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's the difference between a home club and a team in Britain. I mean, we have solid core girls that thankfully have been there longer, but the team does change absolutely every year. We kind of lose sometimes 3 to up to 8 players, you know, a year. It does fluctuate quite a bit, but that's huge for any team. You know, you take away 1, 2, 3 players out of a starting squad, I mean, that's massive. And even just girls that maybe are on the bench but are good players that could come on, and you lose them again, it's very difficult. So every year we kind of are starting from scratch again to see what we have. We're trying to find players, transfer players, you know, there's a lot to get the team up and running every year, and that's why it takes a wee bit more community from all players involved, because we don't have the mammies and daddies to do even the simple things of washing the jerseys. We're doing a lot, so that's why we put so much into it, and that's why we strive to win days like today.
But yeah, days like this makes it all worthwhile. I think it's 4 British championships in 6 years phase. I know some of them's for the junior and an intermediate, but to come here back to Ireland to play a side like Emma Doug, and in fairness to you, you push them tight. Goals, I suppose, win games.
They do. You got to keep the goals out. Standard ladies football, we get a wee drippy goal every now and again, but I'll not take it away from them. I mean, they're an outstanding team. They are good. You know, you hear from reports, oh, they've got 11 and Ellen's a great player, Laura Boylan as well coming on, but they've got players there that are fantastic. You know, they'll be the named players coming up through the ranks if they stick with it again. So it's not 1 or 2 that wins a team, it's 15, and they do have a solid team, so all the best for them going forward.
But for yourself, Karen, and the Dunedin girls in there, it's a learning experience again, and hopefully, as you say, a lot of these girls will stay on and to build on this and take the positives from days like this here, and you just want to be back here again next year.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we want to build. We've reached out, and managers will be just screaming to take us over. As far as I'm aware, you know, nobody's shipping off home or going elsewhere.
Not thinking of coming back to Gardahark.
Undecided. But for the foreseeable, hopefully we have maybe one more year to push. As I said, you don't win All Irelands with 1 year playing together. It takes more than that. So if we were able to get even 2-3 years with this team, I think watch us.